Holy Spirit of the living God, we are grateful for this opportunity to hear from your word. We pray your blessing upon this time. We pray that you would show up in a mighty way, that you would work in our hearts and show us where we need to be reconciled to you. We commit our time into your hands, Jesus, and it's in your name we pray. Amen. Amen. I am the worst evangelist.
我是最差的一个传福音的人。
I was working on my Master of Divinity degree in Virginia.
就是当在弗吉尼亚，我在攻读我的道学学士的时候，道学硕士的时候。
And we went to a small church that every year had a Christmas play.
我当时去参加当时的一个小教会，它每年都有一个圣诞节的这个游行。
It was a huge event, and there was live animals and all kinds of things.
这是当时来说一个很大的事情，当然有就这些和这些动物来互动。
And in part of the ritual, I guess you could say, or part of the thing that they did is they would hand out flyers to this play, this Christmas play. They would hand out the flyers at a Christmas parade in the community.
所以在当地这个游行的时候。他们会借着这个机会分发这些传单。
And you guys know me, I'm very enthusiastic.
你们看得出来我很有这个热情。
But I'm also very naive.
我也很傻，很天真。
So I grab this big old stack of flyers.
所以我拿了一大堆传单。
And I'm getting ready, I'm getting out there, I'm going to hand one to every single person in the entire parade.
我想就是把这些传单分发给参加游行的每一个人。
So I get out there and I take the lead. I'm out in front. The rest of us are behind. The rest of the folks are behind me, and I just start toward the people.
所以我就出去的时候，我冲得很快，要冲到每个人的前面，然后开始发这个传单。
But then I came to the people.
然后我碰到一些人。
And everything changed.
一切都变了。
So I started. I with.All my passion, with all the heart all the love in my heart, and with just all my soul, I started engaging these people and handing out these flyers.
所以我全心投入我的心思，我的意念，我的感情，来发这个传单给我碰到的人。
And after about three interactions, I gave up hope.
碰到三个人以后，我就有点绝望了。
And I was so discouraged because they weren't real happy about receiving these flyers.
我很沮丧，他们没有收到这些传单。
And I look behind to see how the other people are doing, right? To see if I'm the only one that's spearheading this evangelistic effort of ours.
那当我就是在做的时候，我回头看看是别人的反应怎么样。
And when I actually looked behind us, there were already two flyers on the ground.
我发了三个人，我就回头看的时候，发现已经有两张传单扔在地上了。
My heart broke.
我的心都碎了。
I still have nightmares of this.
想起这个还会做噩梦。
And it greatly affected me. How could I pour out my heart and my soul to these people and put myself out there, and they don't care at all?
我一直在想，我这么全心全意的去给他们传单发，传这个福音，他们能怎么能这样
？Fortunately, for my sake at least, ministry is not just about evangelism.
幸运的是，我现在理解，对，服侍神不仅仅是传福音。
And today we're going to learn more about ministry that goes beyond evangelism, from 2 Corinthians 5, chapter 5.5 verses 11 through chapter 6:2.
所以我们今天看哥林多后书，我们来学习如何的这个服侍神。
So let's all stand and we'll read this together.
请大家起立来读神的话语。
Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade others. But what we are is known to God, and I hope it is known also to your conscience. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you cause to boast about us, so that you may be able to answer those who boast about outward appearances and not about what is in the heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. for the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who, for their sake, died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who, through Christ, reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be the sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Last one. Yeah, one more. There you go. Working together with him, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in a favorable time I listened to you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So please be seated. We're going to look at this passage one section at a time and see what ministry is all about.
我们就是读这个、看这些经文、一部分一部分的来学习来、知道、什么是神的事工。
So we're going to start with verses 11 through 13.
那我们开始看呢11节到13节。
And these demonstrate that the manner of ministry is transparency and integrity.
我们可以看得出来这个事工的方式是、透明和表里如一。
Paul understands that ministry is something for which we will be judged.
使徒保罗告诉我们说，神的事工是就是我们会因此在受审判。
And the judge is all-knowing.
审判的主是全知的。
So if we look at the context a little bit, chapter 4 and chapter 5.
我们看一看上下文这个第四第五章。
Paul portrays life as being temporary.
保罗描绘这个我们地上的生活只是暂时的。
And at the end of it, there will be judgment and then eternity.
在末了的时候就会有审判和永恒。
And these are very basic elements to the biblical worldview.
这是圣经里面这个世界观里面最基本的元素。
But, unfortunately, there are some who are not ministering out of a biblical worldview, but out of worldly wisdom.
但是不幸的是 有一些人在做事工的时候不是从着神的世界观而是来自于这个世界上的这些智慧。
And they base their effectiveness in ministry based upon the appearances and what man could see.
他们聚焦在这些外表上面是人所能看得见的。
They care more about what man could see than what God sees and that he sees everything.
他看重人所能够看见的，而不是说看重这个神能全知的神能所看见的。
God sees right through our facades.
神能够看透这个肤浅的表面。
He sees right through our face, our supposed appearance.
他能够看透我们的表面，能够看到我们的思想。
God knows our very thoughts.
他知道每一个心思意念。
D.A. Carson pointed this out to me recently in a book that I'm reading.
D.A. Carson, 一个神学教授，最近呢，他看在读他的书。
Being able to read somebody's thoughts is something very unique to God and His character.
能够看透人的心思意念是神一个独特的这个特质。
Let's see, can anyone read my thoughts right now?
你们有人能够读懂
It's not taco. Tobias, Tobias has guessed that twice, and it's still not taco.
他的大儿子猜了两次都没猜对。
Right, you can't, right?
你恐怕看不透我的。
And I can't read your thoughts.
我也不能看不透你。
But God can.
但是神能。
God knows what we're thinking.
神知道这些。
No matter how hard we try to hide it, no matter what we try to do, God sees right through and inside us.
不管我们怎么想掩藏我们自己，我们怎么做，神在我们在神的面前都是赤裸敞开的。
So ministry must be done with integrity.
所以在事工的时候必须表里如一。
And integrity means the same thing all the way through.
表里如一，那就是说从始至终都是一样的。
I thought about bringing a block of wood, you know, cut in half, and you could see it's the same wood inside and outside.
我想过就是带一大块木头来，把它从中破开，让你看出来从里到外都是一样的。
I've worked on a lot of decks here in Eugene.
我以前就是经常在做工，就是做这些甲板。
And some of the decks that I've worked on lack integrity.
有些时候我就发现那些阳台上的这些板子就是里面和外面不一样。
The owners of the decks they slap a nice thick coat of paint on top.
那些房主通常就是在这些板子上面会刷一层油漆。
But unfortunately, sometimes they don't take care of the rot and the destruction on the inside.
但通常的时候他们都不会去管这个里面的腐烂的这些木头。
So what happens? They're out. They're enjoying their deck.
Oh, 那所以那有时候当我们在走在上面的时候
，right? They're having a good old time, and they step on something that looks good. They count on something that looks good, and they injure themselves.
那看起来很好。当你走在那个时候，你有时候会因为这个模特的断裂会受伤。
Having integrity is being solid all the way through, the same all the way through.
所以表里如一，那就是始终都是一样的，都是一样。
And this is why we've emphasized the first quarter's theme throughout this year.
那这就是为什么我一直强调这个第一个季度的主题。
Quarter one is the inseparability of life and faith, or faith and life.
第一个季度的主题就是说，我们的信仰和我们的生活是密不可分的。
Because if we don't have that solid, that integrity of our life, of faith and life, then when we go out to minister, whether it be in the church or whether it be in the community, there's danger.
如果我们无论是在教会还是在社区，我们的信仰和我们的生活不能够表里如一的话，这个是很危险的。
So we must have integrity.
我们必须有表里如一。
We must be the same inside the church and outside the church.
我们必须在教会里面一样，在外面也是这样。
But what happens when we have that type of integrity?
那当你有这样的表里如一的时候，会怎么样呢？
What happens if I go to the University of Oregon, their campus, and start saying the same things I'm saying to you to them out there?
那当我去UO 的时候，我跟他们讲的和我在教会里面讲的也是一样的。
When I start talking about eternity and judgment and the selfless love of God.
当我讲到这个永恒，讲到神的审判，讲到神这个无私的爱
，They're gonna woo, he's crazy, get this guy out of here, right？
可能那些自由派的人会觉得这个当了的发神经呢。
But I actually think that if I was to lack integrity and act one way in church and one way in the community, I think that is actually crazy。
但我实际上认为，当我缺乏这个表里如一，在教会里面行的和在外面行的是完全不一样，那才是真正的圣经。
Right? Are you familiar with the multiple personality disorder?
那你们听说过这个多重人格吗
？I think that's more crazy than me acting the same in church and outside of church.
实际上，多重人格看起来更是这是疯狂比起我在教会和外面都是一样。
But sometimes we lack integrity.
但通常有时候我们会缺乏这个表里如一。
Sometimes we act differently in church and outside of church.
通常我们在外面和我们在教会里面行的不一样。
And part of the reason is because we're afraid of what people will say or think about us.
主要原因就是我们担心别人会怎么看我们。
I mean, think about the effect that evangelistic effort had on my life.
那你们想想这个福音对我的影响。
So sometimes we say sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
但是我们有时候说这个棍棒和石头会会 会折断我们，但是言语不会伤害我们。
But we do know that words do hurt. We care a lot about what people think and say about us.
但是我们知道言语会伤人的，我们很在乎别人怎么说我们。
But Paul would challenge us to care more about our eternal rewards than our reputations before man.
保罗就想这里挑战我们，让我们更关注从神那来的永恒的奖赏，而不是说别人怎么来说我们。
And because of that, our ministry must have integrity.
所以因为这样，所以我们的服侍神的时候必须要表里如一。
So verses 14 and 15.
在14到15节
This section makes absolutely clear that the motivation for ministry is love.
这两节讲到说这个服侍的动机是出自于爱。
Who's love?
谁的爱呢？
Who's love? Christ's love.
基督的。
It's not our love.
不是我们的。
As much as we might like to think that ministry is fueled by compassion and love and just this warm, fuzzy feeling for people, it is not.
我们通常有时候会想这个服侍的时候有这种爱是一种很温暖、很含糊不清的爱。
I would actually argue that our love is a result of ministry.
我会说这爱是我们服侍的这个结果。
When we'rePassionately in Christ's example pouring out our hearts and our lives for people, we learn what love is.
当我们这个效法基督的时候，把这些爱传给我们边上的人的时候，这就是爱。
And it's not Christ's warm fuzzy feelings for us either.
那也不是基督的这种含糊的爱。
Now I believe that God, that Christ does have these warm, fuzzy feelings for us.
但是我相信主耶稣他的确也有这样的爱。
But according to Paul, that's not what motivates ministry either.
按照保罗来说，那也不是我们服侍的动机。
It is Christ's sacrificial and selfless love that does.
是主耶稣牺牲的爱，是他这种无私的爱。
Christ dying on the cross has purchased us for Christ.
主在十字架上把我们赎回来。
So notice the word there controls us, or some translations say constrain us.
注意到当这个里面用的一个字是说控制了我，或者说促使我。
I'm testing his vocabulary here. So those are some good translations, but there are also some bad translations.
所以有的翻译好，有的翻译不太好。
Okay, so the bad translations, they use the word compel or urge.
在这些不太好的翻译，它有时候说是迫使或者是催促。
A little bit different, right?
有点区别的。
And the Chinese Unified Version, if, can you say that? Is it Ji Li? Ji Li. Is that right?
他说得很清楚，激励。
That's what I said. Right? Well, Google Translate makes that sound like encourage. Is that right?
Google 的翻译好像是说来鼓励。
Again, I think that's very, that has weakened this verb quite significantly.
实际上它减弱了这个词的力量。
Paul uses the idea of being bound and constrained or under the control of someone else.
所以保罗用的这个字实际上有这个束缚或者控制或者说被掳掠的来做这个事情。
That fits the context here.
那这就是适合这个上下文。
Christ purchased the people for himself.
耶稣基督赎回了我们。
Right, we serve the Master because of His great love has purchased us for Him.
我服侍这样的主人，他用他的爱来把我们从罪里面赎回来。
I'm going to share a story from Paris Reedhead.
我在这里跟你们讲一个关于这个一个故事，关于这个 Paris Reedhead.
That's fine. Yeah, Paris. We'll just call him Paris.
Paris.
In his early ministry, he was so moved by compassion.
在他事工的早期，他就有很大的热情。
He says he didn't think it was right for anyone to go to hell without a chance to be saved.
他觉得这样不对的，说没 没有一个人因为没有机会得拯救而下到地狱。
So he went to Africa,
所以他去了非洲
to give poor sinners a chance to go to heaven.
所以就给这些这些贫穷的这些罪人有一个机会能够上天堂。
He says, when I got to Africa, I discovered that they were not poor, ignorant, little heathens.
他说他在书里说他说当我到了非洲以后我发现他们并不是说那么穷那么无知那么就是不信主的这个外邦人。
They weren't running around in the wilderness waiting for and looking for someone to tell them how to go to heaven.
他们并不是说在这个旷野说跑来跑去就等着人有人来告诉他怎么到天堂。
He says what he found were monsters of iniquity.
他发现的是说这些人真的是这些犯罪的这个猛兽。
The people were living in utter defiance and far utter and total defiance of far more knowledge of God than he dreamed that the people had ever had.
他们是这样一个状态，完全的这个藐视这个神的真理，远远比我所想象的要厉害。
He says that he was motivated by humanism.
他说他当时是因为人道因为这个人道主义去那里。
Right, he says, I had seen the pictures of lepers.
他见过这些麻风病的照片。
I had seen the pictures of ulcers and the native funerals.
他也看过这些溃烂这些当地这些葬礼的照片。
And he didn't want his fellow human beings to suffer in hell eternity after such a miserable existence in life.
所以他也非常的不想说这些人类的同胞在地上过这一个悲惨的生活以后还要下地狱。
And he had to wrestle with God about this.
所以他与神较劲。
So he says, the people I thought were ignorant and wanted to know how to go to heaven and were saying, someone come teach us.
他说这些人呢、啊、我觉得是这么无知这么想要人来教导他们。
When he got there, the people weren't like that.
当他去那的时候发现人们并不是这样。
He says that nobody wanted to come talk to us.
他说没有人来想跟我们讲话。
They had no interest in the Bible.
他们也对圣经也不感兴趣。
And they had no interest in Christ.
他们对主耶稣也完全不感兴趣。
The people loved their sin and they wanted to continue in it.
他们享受这个罪中之乐而还想继续这样过。
And that's why they were going to hell.
这是他们为什么会下地狱。
That's why they were going to hell. Not because they hadn't heard the gospel.
他们会下地狱不是说因为他们没听得过福音。
They were going to hell because they were sinners and they deserved hell.
他们下地狱是因为他们是罪人，他们应得这样的这个后果。
But God clarified something.
但是神向他澄清了一些事情。
God says, I didn't send you there for them.
我并没有差遣你去那里是为他们。
I didn't send you to Africa for their sake.
我送你那里去并不是因为他们的缘故。
I sent you there for my sake.
我差你那去是因为我的原因。
They deserved hell, but I, God says, I loved them.
他们本来应该下地狱，但是作为神，我爱他们。
I loved them and I died for them, and that is why I'm sending you there.
我爱他们，以至于为他们死，那就是为什么我差遣你去他们那里。
The people are God's reward.
那神实际上是这些人这些当地人是神的这个奖赏。
He says it reversed it all, it changed it all, it made everything right in his mind.
所以神这样的亮光让他真的一个完全的改变也反转了他的思想。
He says, no longer was I working for 10 shekels and a shirt.
我不再是为这个10块钱或者一件衬衣来工作。
He says, now I serve the living God.
那我做的是说是在服侍神。
Our ministry must have integrity.
再总结一下，就是我们的事工必须表里如一。
And it must be motivated by the love of Christ.
必须是因为耶稣基督的爱来激励我们。
For Christ died for us to have this opportunity.
因为这样，耶稣基督为我们死。
It is by His grace that we serve the Almighty God.
因为靠着他的恩典，我们来服侍神。全能的神。
So let's look at verses 16 and 17.
我们再看一下16到18节。
This section highlights the proper perspective of ministry.
这几节是讲的是说，服从一个服事的一个新的视角。
And that perspective is expectation.
这个视角是说，是在主里面总是有希望。
Right, it says we're not supposed to regard people, view people according to the flesh.
经文里面说我们不应该按照外貌来看人。
Which means to have a whole new outlook on those for whom Christ died.
对那些主耶稣为他们死的人，我们有一个新的看法。
I have to admit, sometimes I view people according to the flesh.
但是我必须得承认，有时候我是按照人的外貌取人。
And we all have our biases.
我们有自己的偏见。
But when I see the young kids and their frohawks and their mini pants, I'm thinking there is no hope for humanity.
有时看见那些人的时候，那种发型就是两边光光的，中间一个很高的这个竖起来的头发，有的穿着这个短裙的时候，我觉得人真是没有希望。
I don't even know what he's saying, and it sounds hilarious. but and then I have to look back at my own life.
那有时候我回顾一下我自己的生活。
Remember, the motivation for ministry is looking back at what God has done.
有时候事工的这个动机是说，我们要看一看神为我们所做的。
And if you read particularly Titus 3, Paul says, you remember your salvation and use that for motivation in ministry.
在提多书第三章讲到说，你记得你的救恩，也因此来服侍神。
So I think back.
我回想我自己的时候。
And I, of course, I've shared this, and I'm going to continue to share this because that's what I'm supposed to do.
那我会一直来跟你们分享这些。
But I remember being in jail.
我记得我在监狱里面待过。
And I always imagined what would happen if a prophet of God came in there.
那我在想，如果有一位先知来告诉我说，当时来在监狱里来看我的时候，会发生什么？
What if that prophet said, you know, in a little while you'll have 6 kids?
可能很快你会有6个孩子。
I'd be like, oh no, what?
那不太可能吧。
What if that prophet said, you're gonna minister at a Chinese church as a pastor?
如果他告诉我说，你将会在一个有经华人教会来当这个传道人。
You're gonna go to China with some lovely Chinese people and spread the gospel there too.
你到时候可能会去中国去传福音。
You're going to be the academic dean at a Bible college.
你将会在这个圣经大学里面当这个教务长。
I would absolutely accuse that person of being on better drugs than I had had.
我可能会说，这个先知嗑的药比我的更嗨。
Right? It just blows your mind when you look at the awesome, miraculous power of God.
这完全不可想象，那个。
There are countless testimonies as to what God has done in people's lives.
恐怕有不计其数的这样的见证，来见证神的大能。
Your lives.
你的生活。
Christianity today has a mass of testimonies, and I just glanced through a few of them.
有个杂志叫今日基督教，有很多这样的见证，我看了一些。
An armed bank robber came to Jesus.
有这个抢银行的也信主了。
An atheist news reporter came to Jesus.
一个无神论的这个新闻记者也接受主了。
A pro football player came to Jesus.
职业的橄榄球明星也信主了。
Consider Andrew Palau. I'm not going to get into that, but for those of you who know Andrew Palau, fantastic testimony.
对你们知道，如果你们知道这个 Andrew Palau的话，这个马上就是这一个很有名的这个传福音的人。
And consider the hope, not only the hope that we have for God to work in other people's lives, the hope that we have for Him to work in our lives as well.
所以想一想这个，对所有的人来讲。 他都有希望，在主里面都会有希望。也想想我们自己在主里面的这个盼望。
Can you imagine what God can do in you?
你能想象得出来神在你们生命里面能有什么样的作为吗？
But sometimes we doubt the love and the power of God.
但是我们有时候我会怀疑神的全能。
And we say, oh, I'm not qualified for ministry.
我可能不够资格来服侍。
But it's the righteousness of God that Christ brings about.
但是这个神的义会带来这些。
So let us trust in the love and power of Jesus for our life and for the lives of others.
所以我们会来依靠神的爱，神的全能。不仅是我们自己，也是我们周围所有的人。
Ministry must be done with integrity.
所以回顾一下，就是我们的事工需要有表里如一。
It should be motivated by the love of Christ.
也是基督的爱来激励我们。
And it should be have this perspective of expectation that God will continue to demonstrate His love and power.
所以我们也有这样的一个新的视角，神会。在行会显示他的爱和全能。
And then in verses 5:18 through the end here.
在最后一部分。
Ministry is a responsibility.
这个事工也是一个责任。
And it has a sense of urgency about it.
也里面有一个紧迫的责任。
Right, Paul uses the term ambassador.
保罗用这样的这个使者，基督的使者。
And that ambassador has a responsibility with the ministry as well as the message.
这个使者既有责任，也有也要传递这个信息。
So let's look at the message a little bit.
那我们看看这些经文。
The message is reconciliation.
这个带来的信息就是要与神和好。
Reconciliation.
与神和好。
Reconciliation is a tension in a relationship smoothed out.
余生和好意思是说，本来在这个人和人之间呢有一个张力，但是就能够余生和好来消除这个张力。
Right, we all have relationships with tensions in them sometimes.
在我们的人际关系里面，有时候经常有这些张力。
Little bit of friction between one person and another.
有时候和人之间有一些摩擦
，maybe between family members or something，
可能在我们的家庭里面
，you have some very unhealthy families where they can't even sit together at meal time，
甚至我们的家人有时候在吃饭的时候都不能坐在一起
，and when they do come together， there's no eye contact， there's no conversation，
即使他们来到一起的时候，甚至他们的眼光都不能对视，也不愿意讲话
，and it's very uncomfortable。
这当然让人很不舒服。
You could tell that something is not right in that relationship.
所以你看见的时候就知道他们的关系这个不对劲。
God hates that.
但神是不喜悦这样的关系。
And most importantly, God hates it when there is that tension in our relationship with Him.
特别是说当我们与神的关系有这些张力的时候，神不喜悦。
Reconciliation is that tension and that friction in the relationship.Removed.
余生和好，那就是说把这些张力，把这些摩擦，能够消除掉。
Note that it is our wrongs that cause the tension in the relationship.
就是请注意，这些是因为我们做的不好，造成这样的张力。
Whether it be our rebellion against God.
是不是因为我们的悖逆神
？Something not right on our end.
就是我们这边有什么不对劲。
But it is God who does the work of reconciliation.
实际上是神来做这个和好的工作。
So let's look at verse 20. Do you have that there, Tobias?
我们看一下这个二十节。
You can go up, that's fine. Keep going. Keep going. There you go. So let's look at verse 20.
看一下二十节。
I like grammar.
我喜欢这个谈论这些语法。
Do you guys like grammar?
你们喜欢这个语法吗
？No. Well, we're going to have a lesson in grammar today.
我们会谈一点点。
Grammar helps us explain things. Is why.
这个语法会帮助我们解释。
So Paul commands the people. He says, "Be reconciled to God."
保罗在这里其实是叫人说，命令人说来与神和好。
Tobias, what kind of a verb is be reconciled?
Tobias, 这个时态是什么？这个 be reconciled.
What? A passive imperative.
就是被动的祈使语气。
Think about that for a second. A passive verb.
想一想这个被动的事。
A passive verb means that the subject of the sentence is being acted upon. He's not doing the action.
被动时态就是说这个主语这个主体他自己不需要做什么，只是说他来接受。
But then it's an imperative. It's a command.
这个也是一个这个命令，这个祈使语调。
So how does that work?
这个怎么来工作的呢？
Yeah, already I see people like, oh my goodness, this is hard. Okay, very good, right? Think about that for a second. A passive imperative.
我们想一想，这个就是被动的祈使语气。
If I told Sarah here, Sarah, be lifted up.
如果在这里我告诉这个Sarah说，你会被高举。
You don't do anything, right?
你不需要做什么。
If I said, Garrett, be fed, right? What's he going to do? Right? That's it.
Gary, 你会被喂养。
What it implies is a stance of submission and reception to someone else doing the work.
这里意味着就是说，这个主语要顺服，要接受。
One author put it this way.
有一个学者这么说。
Reconciliation is an accomplished fact on God's side, yet it must be embraced on the human side.
那与神和好，实际上是在神的这一面是说是已经完成的事实，但是呢，必须人要来接受。
He goes on to point out God is no longer angry with us.
他继续说，实际上神不再来不再是不喜悦我们。
Again, the work has been done, and we submit to that and enjoy it and just come into that. That's what it means to be reconciled.
所以就是神的工作已经做成了，只是说我们要来主动的来接受。
So that's the content, the message of reconciliation.
所以这是这段经文所传讲的这个信息的内容。
The ministry of reconciliation is persuading people to embrace reconciliation.
所以，与神和好的事工就是说来说服我们说服人来接受。
Persuading people to be reconciled to God.
说服人来与神和好。
Paul starts this section actually in verse 11, and he said, "We persuade others, or we persuade men."
所以他在这个是。Verse 这个十一节里面是说，我们要来说服说服人。
For some reason, God in His sovereignty decided to include human agents in His work of ministry.
就是神在他的主权里面，他是采取这样的设计，让人来作为来作为人作为与人和好的这一个媒介。
So we are like waiters and waitresses in a sense, and we're serving the message of reconciliation.
所以在某种意义上，我们就像一个餐馆里面的这个招待，来劝人与人和好。
So we have a part in carrying out this ministry, that which God has already done and what He has already prepared. We get to pass it out.
所以我们的角色就是在这里面来把神所预备好的东西来带给人。
We don't cook it.
我们并没有做什么。
We don't design the menu or prepare the ingredients.
我们其实并没有这个设计这个菜单，也没有来做这些调料。
And we don't force it down other people's throats.
我们并不是也强迫让别人这个来吞下去。
But we are persuasive with the message.
我们要说服人来说服人来接受神的这个信息。
Because we have tasted it.
我们尝过这个主人的滋味。
Because we have tasted reconciliation, and reconciliation is good.
我们尝过主人的滋味，能够与神和好，也知道他是美善的。
And if you are not so thrilled and delighted by reconciliation that you're not drooling over it, then I suggest take a very fresh taste of it.
如果你并没有因为与神和好说很喜乐很兴奋那你恐怕要再真正再去品尝一下这样的滋味。
Enjoying peace with God.
享受与神和好神来的来的与从神来的平安。
And when people ask you about it, what, how do you have such peace?
当人们问你的时候，你是怎么有这样的平安的
？Oh, you should be so thrilled to tell them all about it.
那你应该感到很兴奋的告诉人你是怎么得到的。
You should be able to describe it in great detail. Oh, it's like this. It's just fabulous. You should try it.
所以你应该很就是很兴奋的。来把每一个细节能描绘出来。
But notice Paul in the next verses, Tobias, go to 1 and 2.
好，这是下一节，请注意。
Reconciliation is a limited time offer.
与神和好是一个有时限的一个方案。
The restaurant is closing soon.
这个餐馆很快会关。
Scholars point out that this there is an age of reconciliation.
所以学者认为说，这个与神和好只是在这一段时间才会。
There is a period in the ages between Christ's resurrection and His return.
这个时间就是从主从死里复活到他再来。
And that is the age of reconciliation, which we're in.
这就是与神和好的时代。
I appreciate Pastor John Piper's.Urgency in preaching.
我很喜欢这个有个牧师叫 John Piper， 他在讲道的时候里面讲到的这种紧迫感。
He describes his preaching in this way.
他在这样来描述他的讲道。
He says if you're used to a 20-minute immediately practical relaxed talk, you will not find it in my preaching.
他说如果你习惯一个就是很快的二十分钟一个马上能够使用的。并且让你能够放松的一个讲道，你恐怕在我这里找不到。
He says I preach twice that long.
他通常我讲道的时候是至少两倍那么长时间。
I do not aim to be immediately practical.
我的目标并不是说要马上能够实用。
But eternally helpful.
但是在永恒里面会有造就。
And I'm not relaxed.
我并不是很放松。
He says, "I'm standing vigilantly on the precipice of eternity."
实际上我是站在这个永恒的这个悬崖的边缘，是很警觉。
And people at any moment might cross over into that.
所以那些人那些听众可能随时会从悬崖上掉下去。
And I will have to give an account for what I said to the people.
那我必须对我所讲的负责。
Christ will return in a twinkling of an eye.
主耶稣在眨眼之间就会回来。
May the Master not find us sleeping, lazy, or rebellious.
那些主人那些主人知道没有偷懒的甚至就是没有悖逆的人那些人有祸了。
As I prepared for this message, I really struggled.
在我准备这一篇讲道的时候，这个有很多的挣扎。
And I shared with Wenjun last week. How am I supposed to get up there and tell these people to evangelize?
他上个礼拜说，那我怎么能站在讲台上跟大家讲传福音呢
？I'm terrible at evangelism, and I hardly ever do it.
我反正做的不好，我也不太喜欢做。
And you can see why with my experience with the flyers.
你们从我这个一向发传单的经历能看得出来。
But then I began to think through this.
那我后来我开始想这些事情。
And think through the context of this passage.
想一想这个经文的这个。
And boy, I was very relieved.
后来我感觉好多了。
Who's Paul writing to?
那保罗写信写给谁呢
？The Corinthians.
哥林多教会。
Not the general public.
不是所有人。
The Corinthian church.
是。哥林多的教会。
Remember, ministry and the purpose of church is to increase folks' commitment to Christ.
所以，请记得这个事工和教会的目的是来提升信徒对主耶稣基督的委身。
The ministry of reconciliation is not handing out flyers.
与人和好的这个职分不是说 只是 分发一下传单。
The ministry of reconciliation isn't rafting or singing songs or anything else like that.
也不是说去漂流或者唱几首歌。
It can absolutely include all of that, though.
当然也可以包括这些。
Ministry is helping people inside and outside the church be reconciled to God.
这个事工服侍神是说帮助人来与神和好。
Some people will focus on the relationships of people outside of church.
有些人会侧重在教会以外的人与神和好。
And some people will focus more on the people within the church.
有些人会侧重在教会里面的信徒。
Right, and that's kind of where we're at in our church in this year's theme. Quarter two was focusing on ministry inside the church.
所以这些是我们这个教会今年讲到的主题。这个第二个季度就是讲到说，在教会里面活出我们的信仰。
And the third quarter is ministry outside the church, living our faith out in the community.
第三个季度的主题就是在我们当地的社区活出我们的信仰。
And toward that, we are gearing up for a community-wide evangelism event.
所以就是我马上就会有一个社区范围内的一个传福音。
And that's the Luis Palau Festival, the City Fest.
这个就是 City Fest 这个一个刚才讲的有名的一个传道人 Luis Palau 的这个。
And we're going to be pretty soon. We're going to be handing out these little cards here.
我们会分发这些卡片。
I was hoping that there was a few more, but we're actually going to hand them out to folks in church right here.
我就会分发一些本来我希望有更多的。
And I want you to pray about and think about these for a second.
所以希望你们能够祷告，也想一想。
All that these are asking is for you to list five people's names, family members or friends or coworkers, whoever they might be.
所以在这卡片上就希望你列出你的家庭成员、朋友或者你的同事，写五个人的名字。
These are folks in your life that do not know Jesus.
这些是就是还没有认识主耶稣的这些人。
That have never experienced reconciliation.
他们从来还没有经历过与神和好。
Think about that for a second.
你们想一想。
Think about five people in your life who have not experienced reconciliation.
想一想，在你的生命里面有五个人还没有经历过与神和好。
Write those names down and begin to pray for them.
把这些名字写下来，也开始为他们祷告。
I've already talked to my family. We have this upcoming today after church.
我跟我的这个家庭成员会已经讲过这个事情。
I'm terrible at evangelism.
我传福音传得不好。
I coach little kids soccer for the purpose of evangelism.
实际上我一直在这个在教孩子这个踢足球，实际上是为了这个传福音。
But unfortunately, I've had the wrong mentality about it.
可能我有一个不正确的心态。
I care more about winning soccer games than winning souls.
可能我更看重这个赢的比赛，而不是说赢的人的心。
And I excuse it, saying I'm being a positive influence on these kids. I'm showing them Jesus.
我为自己找借口的时候，就说我跟他们显示了一个正面的影响。
Paul wasn't a positive influence on people.
使徒保罗这边讲的是不是说要一个正面的影响？
Jesus was much more than a positive influence on the community.
耶稣是远远不止一个正面的影响。
Paul proclaimed Christ.
保罗是传扬基督。
And he did so to the point where people thought this guy is crazy.
他传扬基督一直到这样的地步，让人觉得他发了神经。
He's stirring all kinds of trouble up, and we better lock him up.
他制造这个麻烦，我们最好把它给关起来。
So my resolve is this.
我的这个决心是这样。
Not only is my family, we're gonna go home and we're gonna talk about this.
不仅仅我自己的家庭，我们会回家会谈论这些事情。
Specifically in the context of our coaching soccer in the community.
特别是就是和这个 踢足球的这些社区的人。
But I'm also going to memorize Matthew 5:11 through 12.
我也会记住这个马太福音五章十一节到十二节。
And that says, you could open up. Matthew 5:11 through 12. It says, "Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil about you because of me."
马太福音五章十一节，十二节。人若因我辱骂你们逼迫你们捏造各样坏话毁谤你们你们就有福了应当欢喜快乐因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫你们
He says rejoice and be glad
应当欢喜快乐
And in the Gospel of Luke it says leap for joy
路加福音里面说应当欢喜
For great is your reward in heaven.
因为你们赏赐也是大的。
And in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
他在以前也是这样来迫害以前的先知。
Let's pray.
那我们祷告。
God, I pray that you would empower us in our Ministry of Reconciliation. God, I pray that you would help us to taste a fresh reconciliation, that true peace with you. And I pray, Lord, that we would savor that, hold on to that, and think about that in all our relationships. I do pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would specifically put the people, at least five people, in the hearts and the minds of the congregation here. Each one, Lord, that they would lift them to you and that you would help us to be persuasive about being reconciled to you. And we ask this because of who you are, Jesus, and because of what you have done. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.